Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This time of the day, I chat to Dr. Daniel Israel, who has a topic and a half. Probably in all the time I've been doing the COVID report, there hasn't been one as interesting as this. Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you. Thank you for such a lekker topic this afternoon.
Wow, Simon, you've introduced it well. Welcome to bring it up.
Can I go on? Okay, so Daniel suggested this afternoon that we discussed, can smoking cannabis prevent you catching COVID? I think our listenership in Cape Town has probably increased 30-fold. Go for it, Daniel. I listen with great interest.
So, Simon, you can see at the moment with cannabis, or in all many fields of medicine, there are these moves to try and prove or justify, whichever you want to see it, that how good cannabis, good old weed, is for health. And, you know, there have been some interesting benefits that have been proven in pain, certainly in the pain space and in various spaces. Relevant to the topic today was that an institution, and I want to call it a university because the truth is it is a cannabis aligned, you know, natural institution, but released a paper with Oregon University that in the last week that cannabis or the cannabinoids in cannabis are effective at stopping COVID-19 from entering the human cell, which is very interesting research. So, I mean, yeah, it's very contentious, but how does it work? Well, I mean, on the COVID molecule, remember, where there's a spike protein, but there are various other protein chains in the molecule. And if you can find a drug that or a substance that prevents, like I've spoken about it before, like that's kind of like without getting too technical, it's like a key fitting a lock that prevents the fit well, it prevents the virus from entering cells. And they found in their research that this is a promising new space. Now, what is interesting to ask here is, should people then just go out and say, great, I found a new way to prevent COVID and I can really be in a good, double benefits. But, and the quick answer is that is absolutely not. First of all, we must remember that with any new modality of medicine, and especially in the space of COVID, and we've seen this with hydroxychloroquine, we've seen it with ivermectin, we've seen it with Zithromax, we've seen it with doxycycline, one can go on and on, that there's a hypothesis that's made and there's a small sample that's tested first in a lab in most cases and then maybe in real life, which is called in vitro and in vivo. But in those spaces, one has to let the research run its course, use a big enough sample size, and compare it most importantly to another control group where that intervention is not happening and see whether there's really a difference in any negative effects. And that's how drugs are developed. So this is nowhere near that. That's number one. Number two is that you do not get, on the paper that I was reading, just even in CBD oil or THC, you do not get the natural substance in its pure form in terms of the cannabinoid that is needed to counteract COVID. So it is really after an extraction process that they did, that they used this medicine. So that's the first thing to remember. The second thing to remember is that when we talk about in our topic here, can smoking cannabis, let's keep it a proper term, but cannabis make you not get COVID. You have to remember that in smoking, there's various other problems as well. I mean, we know that COVID is a virus that compromises the lungs, and increasing smoking is a problem in itself. So I don't want to dampen the excitement here, but it's a very promising space. And really, in all seriousness, if this proves out to be something that is worth it, it really may be something that opens up a new modality of treatment. But we have to take it with a bit of reservation.
Absolutely. And it won't just be that spliff in the corner that they do in Cape Town. It'll be medicinal quality, et cetera, et cetera. Daniel, thank you as always. Shabbat shalom. Thanks for being with me this week. And I look forward to your input next week.
Shabbat shalom.